Welcome to Shomar Shalom on the Daf. We're Pesachim Daf Tzadi Gimel. The Mishnah Amud Beis brings the Machlekes Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Lazar. What is the Derech Rechoika? Rabbi Akiva says it is min amudim v'lachutz, from the place called Medim v'lachutz, and that's the measure for every side of Yerushalayim. And the Gemara explains that that's 15 mil from Yerushalayim. While Rabbi Lazar says miskupas ha'azor v'lachutz, just if one steps one step out of the Azorah, he already goes and does Pesach Sheni is considered to be Bederech Rechoika. So we start talking about, in the previous year, in the Shir and Daf Tzadik Beis, that what Chazal and Sefer HaZoya teach us, that Derech Rechoika means that a person who is not roy to do Pesach Rishon, Mishamayim, they stop it from doing Pesach. It's a Xeira that comes in from Shamayim, because he's not in the right way, not in the right form, he's not on the right level of doing Korban Pesach. So Mishamayim, they stop from doing it. With this understanding, we can try to explain the Machlokes here in the Mishnah. Because if we're talking about Derech Rechoika means someone who's not on the level to do Korban Pesach, so the Machlokes is, what is the level that a person needs to be? How far can a person be and still be okay to do Korban Pesach? So Rabbi Akiva says it needs to be 15 mil away from the place called Modim. The Sefer told us Yaakov Yosef, written by Yaakov Yosef Katz, who was one of the biggest Talmidim of the Baal Shem Tov. He explains, as the Mishnah and Ovis tells us, "B'chol yoyim v'yoyim bas kol yoytzes ma'achorv." This bas kol come yah from our Sinai, u'mechezes v'yimeres oydem labrius me'elboyin shaltoyro. Basically, screaming for human beings and telling them, "Come do tshuva, get close to the Torah." So a person who's able to hear that bas kol and connect back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's someone who is still able to do Korban Pesach, according to Rabbi Akiva. And this is the idea of Moedim, min ha-Moedim v'lechutz loshon hoidah. Someone who's able to hear the hoidah, the announcement of Hashem to come back, he's still shaykh. He explains it to Yaakov Yosef, that's the idea of the 15 mil. Because 15 is the two first letters of Shem Hashem, Yud Kei. And the idea is, kol ha-neshama te-halal ko, the neshama is the one who's connected to Yud K. As long as a person has connection to the Yud K, to the 15, so then he's able to do Korban Pesach. But Rabbi Lazar holds, min ha'iskupa v'lachutz, you just take one step out of the iskupa, you're not any more mamish than the Hazara, so you don't belong to do Korban Pesach. The machlekes is what level does a person is in order to be able to do the Pesach. And with this, we understand something very gishmak. Because Rashi and Chumash just brings the second opinion. Rashi and Chumash says that when it says Derech Rechoika, it means when a person is min hiskupa v'lachutz. So the question is why? Why does Rashi say Derech Rechoika is only that? It doesn't bring the first explanation. So I saw Rav Shlomo Fischer Shlita in his Sefer Beis Yishai brings that this machlokes, if you do the Korban Pesach, if Derech Rechoika means right after the Azorah or 50 mil, that was only in Eretz Yisrael, not in the Midbar. And he is medayiket from the Psukim. Because it says, B'derech Rechoika Lachem, and then it says, L'doro Yisechem. So he's V'chalik. Lachem, to you, in the Midbar, that's even one step out of the Mishkan. L'doro Yisechem, then it's V'chalikis. If it's one step out, a little bit more. And that makes a lot of sense, because 50 mil, the let the 50 mil, can't apply the Midbar, because the whole Amishol, the Midbar, the whole Machnisol was only 12 mil. So the Midbar, clearly, it was different than afterwards. That's what says the Rav Shlomo Fischer. According to this explanation, it also, again, fits very much with this Mahalach. Because in the Midbar, when a person is a little bit far away, he doesn't belong anymore. In the Midbar, Amishol, when the level, that every small deviation takes you away from being connected to Korban Pesach. Once you get out of the Midbar, you go to the Eretz Yisrael, you don't see the Shekhinah so clearly. There, it's not so clear anymore how far a person can be in order not to do Korban Pesach. That's the Machlokes of Akiva and Rabbi Elazar. Because Derech Rechoika, again, based on the two shirim that we just learned, Derech Rechoika means a person who's not on the right level to do Korban Pesach, and therefore, the Torah does not allow him to do it. Anyone who wants to join the Shur Machshava email list or WhatsApp group, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.